Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Gift of Love. Holy Saturday, April 4th. Our text is from John chapter 19. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. I don't know if Jesus knew ahead of time what would happen to his body. He certainly died trusting the Father to deal with it, since he knew that on the third day God would raise him from the dead. And he knew the Bible foretold that his body would not decay, and that his burial would be connected to a rich man. See Psalm 16, verse 10, and Isaiah 53, verse 9. I'm glad God trusted Jesus' care to us, to those who love him. Joseph and Nicodemus were among Jesus' followers, though secretly until this time. I'm sure they thought this would be the last gift of love they could ever give Jesus. They thought everything was over. But it wasn't, for Jesus had already loved them and all of us to the point of death, and very soon, in just a day or two, he would rise from the dead to give us all life and joy that will last forever. We pray. Lord, thank you for trusting your people to love you this way. Amen.